Sophia Institute Press presents A Catholic Scientist Champions the Shroud of Turin. Written by Dr. Gerard M. Verschuren. Read by Chris Larson. Dedication. To all scientists who have defended the authenticity of the Shroud of Turin. Preface. The Shroud of Turin has become a very controversial topic during the past few decades, with opinions about it varying widely. For those on one end of the spectrum, it is merely a piece of cloth that was perhaps painted by a very talented artist, an icon of a crucified person at best. For those at the other end, it is a relic that they venerate dearly as the authentic burial cloth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of humanity. Who is right? Who has the authority to decide? Nowadays, most people would declare science the best referee, but does science really deserve the final say? Even aside from its theological significance, the Shroud of Turin is a puzzling object of scientific investigation. The purely scientific approach may seem incompatible with the deeply religious nature of the Shroud, but the apparent clash doesn't discard the value of experimental testing. Science may very well be able to help us determine the authenticity of the Shroud of Turin. It may help us discover whether the Shroud is indeed, as believers claim, the Shroud of Jesus, worthy of veneration. If it is not, then the faithful no longer have a relic, but only an icon. In this book, we will carefully balance the scientific approach and the religious approach. We will weigh the claims that science makes for and against the authenticity of the Shroud of Turin. We will assess what those claims are worth in the light of what we know through faith, so that we may develop a more reliable and accurate perception of the Shroud. The Catholic Church is known for balancing the input of both faith and reason, and thus, in this manner, we will set out to study the puzzling object. Let me reveal in advance that through my own investigations of the science behind the Shroud of Turin, I have come to appreciate more and more the credentials of this amazing burial cloth. Let me guide you on my journey of discovery from the Shroud of Turin to the Shroud of Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah. Chapter 1. In Search of Arbitration. Is the Shroud of Turin the burial cloth of Jesus, or is it not? This key question will guide our study. Who or what will be the arbiter in this debate? For some, it is science. For others, it is faith. Who is right? Are they both? Faith and reason. The Catholic Church has a long-standing tradition of endorsing what is called the twosome of faith and reason. As Pope St. John Paul II famously said, quote, "Faith and reason are like two wings on which the human spirit rises to the contemplation of truth," end quote. In other words, we find the truth by using both faith and reason. Truth is the key word here. Quote, "One may define the human being, therefore, as the one who seeks the truth," end quote. There is a delicate balance between faith and reason. One cannot be without the other. In other words, there is no faith without some form of reason, and there is no reason without some form of faith. This may sound strange to some people, so let's find out why it must be. On the one hand, there is no faith without some form of reason. Many people nowadays think that faith and reason have nothing to do with each other. They consider faith, especially religious faith, as something you just have to believe in without any reasonable foundation. They see religious faith as a leap into the irrational, devoid of any reasoning, a form of quote-unquote blind faith. This, however, contradicts church teaching. St. Augustine explained, quote, "Believers are also thinkers. In believing, they think, and in thinking, they believe," end quote. He introduced his two famous formulas, which express the coherent synthesis between faith and reason.